Hey there, friends. This is PJ in Los Angeles. So glad that I could take Saturday and do a webcast for you. It's been a while, hasn't it? Since I've spoken with a lot of you. Hope that you like my music in the background. I just love this single. Called what? Holiness. Listen.
Holiness is what I long for.
Holiness is what I long for. Y'all know I like that song. I played it before, and I really like to thank Ross Servant for putting that out. It's one of my favorite songs. If any of you guys back east, get in touch with Servant. Let him know the PJ is still using his music. And I just got some good news for you. I was going through the stacks of my old sermons. I mean, years ago that I did at the vet. And I came across this sermon, The Recommended Family. I've re-preached it and retaught it. I guess you can say with the new me, but I'm going to put it up. As a matter of fact, as I twist around here in the studio, I got three computers going, and I got one computer transliterating this thing and so that it can be put up on YouTube. A very unique situation that I'm going through as I peel it off of the computer and put it on another hard drive. But what I'd like you to know is that once this series comes up, I want you to watch each part of it. It's called The Recommended Family. I think it's part 1-6. A good sermon, because what the sermon does is that it points out exactly the kind of family you ought to be. The color is almost on, and I didn't want to make it black and white. It was back in the day. My goodness, I couldn't believe that I wore my hair like that. I had kind of like a quasi Gumby cut. I was so funny looking when I was a younger preacher preaching, but I think you get a kick out of it. The Recommended Family, it's going to come up. I'm going to try to learn how to take a still shot of this thing and maybe piece it up like that. I think I got a picture of me when I look like that somewhere hanging around here. But I'm going to be in the studio all day working, and I just want to ask you to watch this new YouTube series. I know that I haven't put the other one completely up yet because I'm busy on the Mac doing a lot of things like that, and so I'll get back to putting the other James series up. I went and had my little medical thing, you know, where they put the tube up you and all that going up into your gut all the way. And I've never had that done. Now check it out, Christians. This is the way I handle that. All right, let's douse the music here a little bit. Okay, there we go. Look, let me, you know, everybody's saying, John, you need to go and get that thing done to you. I said, pause. They said, John, you need to go get that thing done because you could be sick with something. And I told him, I said, no, I'm not sick. And they say, yeah, but maybe they'll find something that's not there. I says, no. I would know if I'm sick. Now, you have to realize I've been living in this body for 66 years now. And I think I know my body pretty well. You know, I just had a cup of coffee today. I had for dinner last night a half of a potato, about, I'm just being real with it, 9 to 10 strands of string beans, a half of a little portion of salmon, and that's it. That's all I had for dinner. And after I had the procedure yesterday morning, my friend Tony, that drove me because they said that I was too knocked out on the drugs to drive. And what? Are you kidding? I could have driven myself home. But anyhow, had a nice sized breakfast because I hadn't eaten basically in 2 days. So here I am today, and it's going on 11 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't eaten anything. Why? Because I'm not hungry. I've been telling you guys for months, the body does not require all the food that we Americans shove down our throats. When you look around and see people walking down the street, everybody's talking about your children are obese. Well, of course they're obese. It's because of what you feed them. You know, every time they, ooh, mama, I'm hungry, you pull up into a McDonald's or something and you buy them that stuff. And you're putting all this putrid acid and all this other stuff in them. No wonder our children are obese. I was speaking with another person. Oh, I want you to hold a little bit because my computer just told me something. Chill out. And I was speaking with a person about, well, let me say this. I was speaking with a person about when we were kids. Let me finish this thought. When we were kids, and she asked me, did you see a bunch of fat kids walking to school and walking down the street? Like you said, no, very rarely. When I went to grade school, grammar school, junior high, out of the whole school, maybe there were two fat kids, and that was because of a glandular problem that they probably inherited from their family. But you didn't have a bunch of fat souls going to school like you have. Now you see people walking down the street. These kids are blown up like balloons. If you want a good example of it, is when you look at that movie that came out called Precious. Just disgustingly too big for a child. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to, well, you know, now they got the fat size dresses. No, you're obese. You're eating too much food. Now with that, I'll take a pause and then I'll come back. The whole point that I'm trying to make is that when you eat right, when you take care of yourself, and you know me, I know that I'm going to die of something. I know that I am. But everybody's telling me, go get checked because you could have gut cancer. There can be something wrong with you. And it was amazing because when I went in for this thing, you know, I walk in there and I see a bunch of guys. And I know that when it's your time and your clock is ticking, you're just going to get sick of something and die. But a bunch of these guys in there and about my age, and you should see how they look. And I told some of the medical people there, yeah, boom. And I told them I was born in February of 1944. And they looked and, what? And so they said, have you ever had this procedure? I said, nope. I'm here because family and friends tell me I need to get it because you guys can tell me whether I got some iPods or whatever you call them growing in me. And so go ahead. And so they say, what do you want to be partially? Do you want to see? I said, I don't want to see nothing. Put me dead out. And I recall laying on the table. Oh, I just sneezed in the studio. I'm fighting this nasal cold. I went to sleep and I woke up and I said, wow, what happened? I recall nothing. So they gave me this thing and they said, nope, didn't find anything. And so I said, well, thank you. That was a waste of time. But I guess it made a lot of people feel better. And one of the medical people told me, he said, sir, you look like you got about 10, 15 years. Yeah. That's not the Lord's time. As it is appointed unto man, once to die, after this the judgment. I hope I'm not here 15 more years. But I thank God if I am here for 15 more years. How about that? Hope you guys are enjoying some of the clips that I'm putting up. And I am having a ball putting them up. And just relishing in the fact that God has given me the insight to find some of these old sermons I'm looking at. You know what I may do? I may film a studio here and show you how it looks and so that you can get a bird's eye view. Maybe if I, you know, and this is where I play the music and this is where I do that and so that you can see this thing that I put together. And some of you have been asking me for some more home cooking videos. Well, what I'm going to do, first of all, and I'll probably do that today, I'll put up a video of my new kitchen because the kitchen is complete. I had a new ceiling with recessed lights put in. It's complete and it's ready for me to get in there and set up the camera and do some home cooking for you. Finally, I got a new range in there new refrigerator, completely different. And I'm just, you know, like, wow. It's like I just moved in the house. You know, I found that all you really need is a new coat of paint. I call my kitchen the jungle kitchen because of the two-tone greens. My living room, and I'm not finished with that yet, but my living room has a kind of like an African decor. I have African art on the wall. On my chairs, I have African throw cloths. I don't know what you call them. You ladies are probably listening saying, what? What? What is that? But it looks like you're in the dirt desert in my living room. And then when you move into the kitchen, you move from the dirt desert, Africa, into the African green forest. Kind of like, I wanted to do the bathroom. I'm not finished with that, but you don't need to see that one. But my cousin started painting, and he kind of goofed it up. I'm just having a good time talking with you because I haven't spoken with you in a while, friends, you know. But I want to talk with some of you single guys out there and tell you, you know, being single, it's very easy to get, easy to cook dishes, cookbook. I want to show you my cookbook, too, when I show the kitchen, you know, where you can learn how to make some easily prepared dishes. And as a matter of fact, what I may do is I may get my still camera and take some still shots and put it up on the website, PJ's Kitchen. And so that you can see my newly decorated kitchen. I mean, it's just the bomb. I am so happy with it. Saves you gas too when you got a new kitchen because you don't want to go out and eat. You just want to get a couple of potatoes and Brussels sprouts and string beans and healthy food and stir fry and virgin olive oil, some good stuff, and swish it around. As a matter of fact, I cooked dinner last night and one of the brothers came by and I said, well, you're just in time. As a matter of fact, he and I ate a meal, the first meal from the new oven grill. Just, I'm having a ball, people. I am having a ball with the new kitchen. And you can probably pick it up in my voice. I'm very, very happy. And there's so much you can do. You ladies, God blessed you and gifted you with the gift of being a wife and a mother to children. Just think of what you can do for them as you get to work in that kitchen. The guy that was by my house, I said, see, now all you have to do is put a new coat of paint on your apartment and become imaginative. And he just laughed as if to say, man, you not my apartment. Yeah. Guys, there's a lot that you can do, an awful lot that you can do. And it doesn't take a lot of money. I think about that because a couple of years ago, I had my house up on the market. I was going to sell it. You know, things are rough, things are tight, and I know it is, and I pray to God that I continuously get teaching positions, and the people in the Anselm Bible Fellowship feels like, well, if you keep supporting us with Bible, we're going to support you as we should support a pastor. I'm just grateful to God, but man, the little kitchen is just nice. So that's what I'm going to do today. As a matter of fact, it should be up on the website when this webcast goes up because I'm going to power up my camera and take some pictures of it, some still shots, and kind of like preview it on my webpage. Well, you know it by now because you're listening to the webcast. But that's my new kitchen. Very happy with it, and I'm glad that you can be a part of my webcast family. When I get to cooking again in that kitchen. And just grateful to God. I should have taken some pictures like Ringo for Life did. He had a video where he showed the before and after, okay, when he did his work. And I think that's what kind of like influenced me. Here in L.A., I just set the old stove out on the parkway in front of the house. And before 24 hours was up, somebody picked that thing up, man. You know, usually you set it out and you call the city and the city sends a truck to pick it up. Nah. Now when you, and that range was well over 40-something years old. It was still workable, except for the top oven. The top oven didn't work. But, and I got a compliment from one of the guys that helped me put it out in front of the house. He said, man, I said, what? Not a lot of grease. I said, what do you mean? He said, usually when you put out old ranges, it's full of grease and all yucky. And he says, there's just dust on the back of your stove. No grease. I said, man, I didn't eat that. No fried stuff. Lucy used to fry some chicken wings when we had guests coming over. But other than that, not a lot of fried stuff. Anyhow, I've spoken enough. I think I want to get to work because I'm reprocessing these things here, and that's taken some time. And thank God for electronics, and thank God for my plumber. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I want to encourage some of you people out there, because when you have some work to be done on your house, you know, sometimes we don't trust the brothers. Let me tell you something, man. I call this guy, and I just got to share this. I call this guy, and he was doing a job out in the valley somewhere, and I told him what I wanted to do. Put the range on the other side of the kitchen, and so I had him come by with his plumbing partner, and he ran another gas line, and the range that I had just fit perfectly in the little cubby hole over there, and that's where I wanted it. And just talking with that guy, I was sharing with him some of my ideas, and the guy and I just perfectly matched with our ideas about relationships and things like that. And he was writing a book, and the book is going to be out. I'm not going to share it with most of you because you aren't going to like the title of the book and things like that. But once I get the book, I'm going to put it out there for those of you guys that really, I mean, he's writing a book, and I've never heard anything like this before. And I'm just kind of excited about that. Just a lot of people out there. And I want to influence him as a Christian pastor. I don't want to witness to him. I don't want to tell him about his need of the Savior and all of that. Because we're going to fast become friends. And hopefully he will see something in my life that will be able to help him along in his journey in life. Just meeting some real nice people out there. And being Christian is what it's all about. If I could just get that in you guys' heads. Being a Christian. Loving. Not a hard sell. Bring them to Christ, because if you don't go to Christ, you're going to hell. Well, this is true. But it's how we say it. It's how we share it. Man. Thank God for him opening up my eyes. Showing me some things that I thought that after you become a Christian after about 30 some odd years, that you just become boring. No, you don't. He'll show you some things that he's never shown you before. Take my mind, Lord, transform it. That's what it's all about. Let me go to work. Thanks for coming to the website. Let me know what you think about the pictures of the new kitchen, okay?
Transform it, take my will.